Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Rupert Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RUP and on the OTC markets under the symbol RUPRF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, James Withall. Now, James, the last time I had you on the show was back at the beginning of April. So it's been a number of months and the company's come out with a number of drill results and also other news events that we are going to cover here. We're going to start off with the Ikkari discovery. This is really what has driven the company and the stock forward in the last about year, just over a year since you made the discovery. June 16th news release outlines further drilling that extended the mineralization at the Ikkari discovery west and below 450 meters. Some of the headline numbers here, 3.1 grams per ton gold over 76 meters. We also saw 2.1 grams per ton gold over 25 meters. That initial drill result, that 3.1 over 76 meters, there's also a few other nuances within that hole and also a step back hole that hit 3.7 grams per ton over 77 meters. So very consistent mineralization over long widths. James, get us up to speed then, please, on the Ikkari discovery, how big that is looking right now.
Hi, Corey, and hi, everyone. Thanks for the time. Look, it's, I guess, as you've kind of summed up there, Ikkari continues to throw up some pretty exciting drill results. I think around when we last spoke, we had that like best one ever, like 188 meters at 4 grams, just a crazy hole. Yeah, on the back of that, I think even lower down on that hole, I had like another 166 meters at 1.5 deeper down in the hole. So, look, these latest results just build up that confidence in the system there, and you know, he's continuing to see these great widths of mineralization. And importantly, those key points are that we're beginning to see a bit deeper. I think there was some people thinking maybe in our earlier results in the earlier part of the year that, okay, well, it's really good. You know, it's maybe a bit skinnier as you go further down, or it's, you know, it's not quite as good as those spectacular results. But what we're beginning to see is some really strong vertical continuity to this mineralization. And you're beginning to see some great results at depth again as well. So and some nice grades. So I think it's we're still early days in the process of this. You know, it's just over a year since the initial discovery, and so we've done a fair bit of drilling, as we said in this latest release. I think we're up to, you know, sort of at the 35,000 meters of drilling that we've done so far. But yeah, there's still plenty more to do. I think it's 39,000 meters have been drilled at Ikkari on that release. 107 holes, we released 75. So yeah, there's plenty more going on.
Now, what's going to be the process to continue to advance the Ikkari discovery? Because I understand there is a resource coming, but still in that news release, it says that this discovery is open in all directions. So still that growth potential. What's going to be the process here of moving Ikkari forward?
Look, I think for us as a company and a team, obviously, we wanted to demonstrate quite early on, as soon as we could, get to a resource. And I think what's unique about Ikkari and what we think is so exciting about it is that we're able to get to a resource stage pretty quickly. You don't need to drill this thing on really tight spacing. These widths are very large. So, you know, you don't need to go down to 10 meter spacing or 20 meter spacing. You know, we can get to a resource with much broader spacing, certainly a first stage inferred resource style thing. But I think, and that's important for us because people have seen all the results, but it starts to really put a number behind those. What does that mean? You know, what does it mean in terms of millions of tons or total ounces as where we are today? And I think the big part of that is that it's about putting this region back on the map. You've got the Kittler discovery for sure, the Agnico report from Red Hidden Resources, you know, so 15 years ago, and that has become, you know, Europe's largest gold deposit. But, you know, quickly following that in the last couple of years, we're hoping to demonstrate that, you know, there are other very significant scale gold deposits in this part of the world. I think it's just a case of getting that out there now. And then we'll just be carrying on drilling that deposit as we go to infill it, build the confidence, but also carry on those extension drillings rather to depth. And I think this latest release, we've had some really nice holes in the west, and we'll keep on following those up as well.
know any insights on what the balance is going to be between infill drilling, de-risking whatever the resource is when you release it, but then also still keeping an eye on the exploration potential and that blue sky upside.
Yeah, I think that's important. You know, we're carrying on that sort of new exploration targets or new generative exploration all the time. And I'd say going forward, you've probably got a balance of maybe 50-50 in terms of continuing to sort of do infill at Ikkari. But I guess Ikkari itself has some exploration to be done on it. I mean, it's still doing deeper holes underneath it that we have to do. So that's part of that exploration program. But maybe just in terms of the resource that comes out to get it up to the next stage, maybe that'll use up 50% of our drill meters, 30,000 meters or so. But we've still got a lot of other drill meters allocated beyond that, and the equipment all set aside for us to do that work with as well.
Now let's move over to another news release, this one more recent, coming out just yesterday, July 6th. And these are drill results from the Haina South target here. Now this target is 1 kilometer to the northwest of the Ikkari discovery. Again, a new zone here, and the results, they're very high grade over somewhat narrow widths here. So over 1,200 grams per ton gold, over half of a meter. Sounds like a very different type of mineralization. What can you tell us about this Haina South area?
So, yeah, interestingly, it was about a year ago we put out our first release on Haina South, and in that press release, there's a few of those old holes. So we had like a meter at 480 grams, which was the highest grade hit in our Area 1 exploration. So if people are looking at those press releases, we always put out a sort of summary map of the location of Area 1 discoveries. So obviously there's a number of discoveries, and Haina South is one of those. But, you know, it certainly generates some really, really nice high grades. You can see from the picture in the press release some really nice visible gold in that carbonate vein there. It's actually quite similar style mineralization. Ultimately, it all seems to be part of the same system, which is Ikkari and Haina Central and Haina North and Iron North, all part of the same mineralizing event. However, this one, obviously, yeah, we're talking more of a narrow system on a lithological competency contrast. So you've got that going on, and much more vein controlled than when we do at Ikkari, where you see, you know, this really broad structural zone. So there's obviously the structural, the deformed zone, you know, the bit that allows the fluid to come up, is a lot narrower at Haina, but it's still carrying a lot of gold. And so, as shown by these results, so it's a really interesting target. And the fact that it's just, you know, a kilometer away from Ikkari, you know, we sort of look at all these things as potential satellites to some, you know, future production center. And I think, when we start, we'll get back drilling Haina South this winter. And now we've got some pretty good continuity over at least 750 meters, you know, potentially up to a kilometer. It's in itself, it's a pretty interesting bit of mineralization to follow up and put some more drilling into. And that'll, you know, that exploration drilling budget that we have, or that allowance, allows us, you know, will allow us to go back to things like this as well.
Now, any insights on why the mineralization is so different here, why it is extremely high grade but narrow widths compared to Ikkari, when you're getting pretty good grades, especially over the sometimes 100-plus meter widths?
Yeah, I think, look, all these deposits are sort of what we call classified as orogenic gold deposits. They're all, you know, structurally controlled gold deposits. Ikkari is just a bit of a unique one. I mean, it's more than a bit of a unique one. It is a unique deposit in that way that you just have such a broad structurally deformed zone. So it's right on this sort of on this boundary between these two zones, the Kittler group of rocks and Savukoski group of rocks, sits right on that margin there, you know, where a number of structures come together. So you just have, you basically got everything you could dream of as a geologist looking for these things coming together at one point. And that has generated, you know, a huge amount of broken rock, which has allowed the fluid to go into. It was sort of preconditioned with all this sulfide. If you just scale that back, so Ikkari is like 150, 200 meters wide in some places, but scale that whole thing back down to, you know, maybe something that's 10 to 15 meters wide, that's maybe what is going on at Haina South. It's not overly different. You just don't have such a broad structurally deformed zone, unfortunately. Well, but it's still carrying some good grade, so that's what's important ultimately.
What about any of the other targets that are on this larger Pata Brava project? That's where these two other targets are, the Ikkari Discovery and the Haina South target, are. But the company has also outlined a handful of other targets too. Is there going to be drills turning on any of these?
Yeah, so there'll be drills turning back at Haina Central, Island North, and some other targets that we're still developing or still generating. So you'll see, I think we've got 27 targets, Corey, all up on that license. They're all ranked depending on prospectivity. It's just a case, you know, very much a case of, obviously, while Ikkari moves forward, you know, to those next stages, we carry on that process of using our, what we call this basic tool rig to see through the, you know, because there's nothing outcropping at surface. We carry on with that rig. We've had it for now 2 years. It's staying with us for the foreseeable future. That's how we find these things. That's the best tool we have for finding these things undercover. And then we follow that up once we get those signatures and when we look at the geophysics and follow it up with diamond drilling pretty quickly. And the guys are, and what's important for the team, they are willing to take that risk, you know, and they get out there and follow up targets all the time. And you can see that in our, in the drill hits, you know, 75% of every hole that we drill in on this project license hits what we call mineralized, you know, as far as we're concerned, mineralization, like above 0.4 grams. So it works, the system, and we keep on doing it. So there will be more new targets that, you know, we haven't announced the names of yet that we'll be putting drill holes into over the near future. I'd say certainly over the next 6 months, hopefully you'll hear about some other targets as well.
Okay, when it comes to funding for the company too, that's another news release more at the beginning of June, where the company closed $48.65 million. That's Canadian. Agnico Eagle also took up their participation right to keep their 9.9% ownership of the Rupert Resources. Where does the company stand in terms of money currently, and what is, I guess, the current budget for this 60,000-meter drill program that's ongoing?
Yeah, so we just put out our annuals. Our annuals are a bit odd because they come out at the end of February. It's 28th of February is our end of year, but we had, you know, $21-22 million at that point in time. Obviously, we were spending a bit more, you know, between those points. But ultimately, you know, this funding, you know, add that to this new funding of $48.65 million, which is, you know, it's very well taken up by a number of institutions, or a great number of institutions, and obviously with Agnico following their rights, but also, interesting to point out that a number of our core shareholders who've been supportive all the way through, they've participated in these financings all the way up. So, you know, from the early days of, you know, 65 and 85 cents, they're still participating all the way up here because it's, you know, very supportive of the stock. It was part public, part private placement, this. And so that positions the company incredibly well, you know, in the order of $60 million in cash in the company now. So that funds the company well through, you know, certainly as far as the exposure is, well through the next 18 months, 2 years. And then we also have well in the money warrants that are owned by Agnico Eagle that are due potentially for February next year. There's 11.5 million in warrants, and there's quite a number of options that are well in the money to the tune of about $8 million as well. So for the foreseeable future, the company is very well financed through this drilling, through, you know, getting through the PEA stages and really advancing that project, and really through those key stages of demonstrating the economic potential. And that's really been, if you look at our presentations, as always, as demonstrating the economic potential of our assets, and we're well funded to do that for sure.
Okay, just in summary then, James, before we wrap this up, news flow, just summarize what's on tap here for the company and what investors can expect, please.
Well, most important thing I think everyone's looking forward to is this maiden resource. Certainly, we're looking forward to getting that out there and talking to investors about it. That's certainly due over, you know, I guess, let's say by the end of Q3, but what I'm calling the summer of this year. So that's probably the next major bit of news. And then we'll be back into, you know, following that with there'll be more network coming out as well, coming out later in the year. There'll be, you know, back into the drilling, stepping up. At the moment, we're in that summer period in Finland, where we crank down the drilling completely. There's a bit of a natural break here, and then that all starts to build up again. So, you know, by the end of August, we'll probably have four rigs running again, and obviously with that, that'll begin to generate new news. But also, said, we've got plenty of holes that are probably still in the pipeline, still in the lab now from just, you know, the drilling that we've been doing now. So yeah, more drilling, resource, and then just trying to get more information about the economic potential and the quality of that resource is what we're going to try and demonstrate through our news releases over the next 6 months.
All right. Well, James, we're going to bring you back on as more news breaks to the market, hopefully on a more regular basis, just because there's a lot going on with this company. And I know we have a lot of listeners that are also following along. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get those addressed for you. And in the meantime, James, keep us up to date on the news. Hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey. Much appreciated.